And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies, 42 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. Well, the Atlantic Fire Department has been called to the scene of a reportedly large brush fire near the Schildberg Quarry Recreation Area. A police officer responding to the scene at around 7 a.m. indicated the blaze was in the cul-de-sac area of North Chestnut Street on the northeast side of the quarry. No other details are currently available. Four people were arrested early this morning in Montgomery County on drug-related charges. The Sheriff's Department reports a vehicle was pulled over at around 1:30 a.m. in Villisca for a traffic violation, and following an investigation, deputies arrested 22-year-old Ronald William Lesner of Omaha and 20-year-old Evan Edward Endress of Bellevue, Nebraska, on charges of possession of marijuana, distribution to a person under legal age, and gathering. Lesner was also charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. Both men were being held in Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond each. In addition, 21-year-old Matthew Kanji Kelly of Omaha and 17-year-old Christopher Orion Barbie of La Vista, Nebraska, were charged with gathering where controlled substances are used. Kelly was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond, while Barbie was released to the custody of a parent. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say a Red Oak man was arrested Monday afternoon on a warrant for assault with willful injury. Jason Ray Cornelison was taken into custody at around 1 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held on a $20,000 cash bond. The Atlantic School Board last night approved an early retirement incentive for teachers and staff that could reportedly save the district about $1.8 million over the next 5 years, with $400,000 of that possible during the first year it takes effect. The district will offer $25,000 to be paid over 3 years, but will use a third-party vendor to handle the health insurance accounts for those participating teachers. At present, about 14 teachers have shown interest in taking the early retirement incentive, but it remains to be seen if all will make the decision to do so. The deadline to file for early retirement is March 31st. A public hearing was held in Audubon last night with regard to the proposed fiscal year 2015 city budget. The budget was eventually approved, but not without some serious reservations. During the hearing, Barb Jacobs asked several questions of the council. She pointed out, and City Clerk Laura Hansen confirmed, that in the worst-case scenario, the city would be operating on a nearly $500,000 loss. The re-estimated fiscal year 2014 budget shows an estimated loss of revenue amounting to approximately $388,517. The budget summary provided by Hansen and read by Jacobs also said the city will be operating in the red for fiscal year 2016 if it stays on its current course. Those figures raised the eyebrows of Councilman Tom Nielsen.
It says the beginning balance July 1 will be $976,704. We'll operate at a loss of $497,400, leaving us a beginning balance for the following year of $479,000, which means if we adopt a budget again at a $400,000 loss, we're going to be operating in the red. Am I figuring right?
I'm totally tracking with you. I was going to make these same comments. Looks to me like if we don't do some radical changes, we probably cannot get through fiscal year 16.
Nielsen said the city has some serious financial problems. He said the only reason he voted for the budget was that it could be submitted to the state by the March 17th deadline. After that, the budget can be amended downward, but in the meantime, he suggested that as a city seek help in getting its financial house in order.
I don't know how we could find $500,000 in that time frame. So somehow got to get on a hunt, and hopefully an amendment can fix this. What I think we need to do is, this is our auditing company that's been here several years. I would really like to see them come back out and let's have a work session with those people so that we, from the same figures you're seeing, I've seen those too, and I think it sucks. It's just not where it needs
it's
to be.
Scary.
Scary, very scary. And I think we need to have a meeting with those people because they know how our system works and we need to find out the best ways to correct it. I think we all have ideas how to do this, but we need to be sure-footed.
He says he's also bothered by the fact the city's obligation bonds are 5% of taxable assessed valuations and they're current outstanding to the tune of 3.434%, so they've used up most of the available funds from those bonds. To top it off, he said the town needs to get serious about fixing its crumbling infrastructure in terms of streets, sewer lines, and water lines. In the funeral announcements, Marie Ross, age 92, of Kansas City, Missouri, and formerly of the Marnie, Cumberland, and Council Bluffs areas, died Friday. Funeral services for Marie Ross will be today at 10 o'clock at the Cutler, O'Neill, Meyer, and Woodring Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs. Clyde Fromm, age 89, of Elkhorn, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Clyde Fromm will be today at 1:30 at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Clarence Klein, age 98, of Elkhorn, died Sunday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Clarence Klein will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Nadine Peppers, age 71, of Prescott, Arizona, died March the 5th. Funeral services for Nadine Peppers will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Abel Jonathan Kinsey of Atlantic, the infant son of Nathan Kinsey and Jody Brookshire of Atlantic, died Friday at CCMH. Memorial services for Abel Kinsey will be Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Betty J. Vogesser, age 87, of Avoca, died Sunday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Services for Betty Vogesser will be on Thursday at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Inez Peckham, age 84, of Bayard, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Inez Peckham will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. Betty Jean Kent, age 80, of Palm Desert, California, and formerly of Guthrie Center, died Thursday. Memorial services for Betty Kent will be Friday at 3 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Bernie Eggers, age 89, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Cremation has taken place, and a graveside memorial service for Bernie Eggers will be held at a later date. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. And Donald D. Lowe, age 86, of Oakland, has died. Graveside services for Donald Lowe will be on Friday at 9 o'clock at the Oaklawn Cemetery in Oakland. Recon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of our news brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland and Carson. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.